Social media management is notorious for being high pressure, competitive, and changing literally every day, which is why it isn't surprising that most social media managers get burned out within the first 2 years. So how do you keep going? How do you stay up with the latest updates, protect your mental health, and build a successful social media management business that supports your lifestyle goals? Whether that's working from home with your kiddos or jet-setting around the world, that's what this show is all about. Welcome to Social Media Manager Confidential. I'm Shantae Gorman, founder of a six-figure social media management agency and mentor to social media managers. And I'm here to dish on the ins and outs of the social media management world without any of the gatekeeping that can come along with it. You'll learn, you'll laugh, and you'll leave each episode inspired. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi there, welcome back to another episode of Social Media Manager Confidential. This is an extra special episode because it's the very first episode of this podcast that's going to be uploaded to my YouTube podcast channel. So if you're more of a visual person, you can click on the link in the show notes to head over there, or you can keep listening here. I just wanted to show some appreciation today for some punchies that listen to the podcast, because whenever I receive a review or rating from you, it not just makes my day, but it also helps keep this podcast going. One punchy says, I'm a four-month-old social media manager. I'm so grateful I found your account and absolutely love the community you created. Your podcast is amazing. I binge listen and I can't wait for the coming episodes. It's informative and I learned so much. Thank you. And another punchy says, I started from episode 1 4 days ago, going on episode 18 today. So much to learn. I can't even take my attention off. Your podcast is giving me the momentum I need to scale my business in 2024. I'm taking my time to follow through the podcast and YouTube videos, and I'm learning enough to make my start strong. I am currently doing some tiny four figures and hope to climb higher on the four-figure scale in 2024. Like you said, it doesn't happen overnight. I'm 2+ years in, so I am not rushing this process. Thank you. I absolutely love that you're able to share your experiences with me. Your stories are so inspiring, and a lot goes into creating this podcast every week. So it's seriously appreciated when you leave a rating and review, or if your podcatcher doesn't allow that, I'm happy to receive your feedback or questions in my Instagram DMs. Okay, so now what you're really here for, how to create a social media report with key performance indicators. So let's dive in. I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is that you can select KPIs, create reports, and analyze insights without needing any fancy tools or apps, which means you can do this for free. The bad news is that some of this requires some manual math and screenshots. So you'll either need a spreadsheet, a calculator, and or be able to access your clients' in-app account insights. I personally prefer logging into my clients' accounts because it's easier than sending them a list of what needs to be screenshot every month. Depending on what they post, this could be 40 to 50 screenshots every month. But some clients don't like sharing their login, so you do have the option of giving them the list and having them upload the screenshots to a Google Drive folder. But before we get into all that, we need to all agree on this one thing. The purpose of a social media report is to show clients the value that your service provides. This could be increasing their brand awareness, it could be getting traffic to their website, or it could just be that you're helping them show up consistently. Whatever it is, this report should show exactly how that's helping their business growth. So we need the report to be easy to understand, and we need it to be well designed so that it is easy to understand. I don't know about you, but a lot of the automated reports that your standard social media management tool like Later or Metricool create, they do give you all the data, and they're not always the prettiest, and they might also take you a few minutes of scrolling back and forth from one page to the other to understand what's working and why it's working or not working. Part of that is your job as a social media manager. You need to translate your findings in a way that is easy for your client to understand. They should be able to look at this report and immediately know, okay, here's what was done this month. Here's how it performed. Here's how it accomplished our goals, why, and what the plan is for next month. Now, when it comes to KPIs, key performance indicators, these are what we're using to measure your client's goals and objectives. They also need to be quantifiable and measurable in a consistent and reliable manner, which means percentages or numerical values, be specific, clearly defined, and specific. The KPIs need to be clearly defined and specific. Again, there's that specific word, providing a clear understanding of what is being measured and how it contributes to the overall performance assessment. It needs to be tracked over a defined period, like monthly, quarterly, or annually, and provide meaningful insights and enable actionable decisions. So I know that was kind of a lot. So here's an example. Our client is a clothing boutique that wants to increase their brand awareness for their target market. That's their goal. And their objective is going to be that they want to increase brand awareness with their audience by 40% in the next 6 months. So how will we measure that? By using their social media insights. I have the social media manager's KPI cheat sheet that you get when you enroll in my metrics masterclass. But for the sake of simplicity, we'll just pick one for this one, and that's going to be reach. We're going to track how much reach we have right now, check on it every 30 days, and then 6 months from now, ideally, we'll have increased reach by 40%. Makes sense? Okay, great. Hi there, this is Ad Shante popping in to let you know about the Sugar Punch Template Shop. Inside the shop are done-for-you templates that I created specifically for social media managers and digital marketers so that you can seamlessly plug and play and have a professional business without losing any more sleep. We all know we need more of that. From a pricing calculator to an onboarding welcome packet to an all-in-one social media calendar, as in you can create, revise, and have clients approve it all through Canva. Love how simple it is. Plus a case study template with 100 proven copy ideas to impress your clients and a social media marketing proposal template. I've got you covered. Shop the affordable templates or get the discounted bundle, you do you, at my website. I'll link it in the show notes for you. Now back to today's episode. For each KPI we choose, we're going to screenshot our results and then explain to the client what we did to attempt to reach these goals of ours. What did we do this month to try to increase their reach? What type of posts did we create? Why? What was the strategy behind them? How did they perform? Was it how you expected, better or worse? And why? Sometimes there isn't a direct link of this is why this post flopped, but even normalizing post flops, because this is normal and something that happens, can be helpful to reassure clients that there's nothing broken, unless there is, in which case you can let your client know that the data is saying it's time for a strategy update. A lot of people aren't big fans of data, so when you can also present the same data in multiple ways, it helps them understand it better, which is why I use pretty visual charts. I'll compare the data month over month so that clients can see that, okay, maybe this month was a little rough, but we're still performing better than we were 3 months ago. So overall, we're still having an upwards trajectory. Or you can say, hey, we're doing great right now, but be prepared for a dip next month because we had that one post go viral and that's not the norm. So the numbers are going to look a little bit weird or bad next month. After I get done analyzing the screenshots, when it comes to their KPIs and whether or not we achieved them, I like to do some forecasting. I call this our 90-day objectives, and I use my calculator for this. You get this calculator through the Metrics Masterclass too, but basically what I'll do is type in what their current reach is at, enter their percentage increase they average every month, and it'll calculate what their reach will be using that percentage 30 days, 60 days, and 90 days from now. This helps them get an idea for where they might be a few months from now if they continue with you, which is helpful in reinforcing the value of your services. Most clients like to know what their top performing posts that month were and why, so aside from the metrics specific one, I'll also screenshot the top three and explain to them why they perform so well and if any of that data is something we'll be using to either update the strategy or proof that the current strategy is working. After that, if we're helping them with their ads or email marketing, I'll do the same thing with open rates, click rates, cost per click, return on ad spend, things like that. I have a final slide that summarizes the report in bullet points, and I prefer to send a video recording of me reviewing them rather than the report on its own, but you could always present this during video calls too. I have a results report template that comes with the Metrics Masterclass that includes this, including the graphs that you can customize, but it's also available as a standalone purchase in my template shop. Both are linked in the show notes for you. And one last thing, clients are hiring you to make social simple for them. So don't get bogged down with reporting every single metric unless it's relevant to their goals. Sometimes they don't care how much engagement posts got as long as they got some website traffic from it. On the other hand, you may have clients who want to grow their followers, but really should also focus on how many people are visiting their website to actually purchase. Because as you know already, followers don't equal sales. So be aware that you may need to steer them in the right direction when it comes to what to focus on for your reports. I hope you found this helpful. If you have any friends who are social media managers or marketers, share the link to this episode with them and help them out. If you're not already following this podcast, make sure you hit the follow button, the plus button in Apple Podcasts, or the subscribe button on YouTube so you can get brand new episodes delivered straight to your app every Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Learn more about my digital template shop, online courses, and mentorship program by going to my website at sugarpunchmarketing.com. And while you're there, make sure you join my safe, supportive community created exclusively for social media managers. It's 100% free to join and packed with really amazing resources, trainings, and people. See you next time.